dunya, but they are not high in akhirah. High in akhirah are those who see, who they see themselves less and less, smaller and smaller. As much as you look the elephant and the ant, don't think an ant can be an elephant. We are ants. Never we can be elephants. Balloon is a small plastic material that blow air in it, it becomes so big. But in reality, it is a small plastic, has no value. It takes, it's a volume, it's a big volume. You can see, oh, huge, as big as this mosque, can make a balloon. Oh, it's a huge balloon. I put a needle in it, it's become what? It become so tiny that has no importance. So humbleness is so needed and required. And we are asking, we know that we are not humble, we are arrogant. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his awliya to teach us how to be humble. Whatever you are being famous or being praised is not going to benefit you. What benefit is when Allah praises you, when Allah raises you, is not when you raise yourself. People, they compete to put in before their names or after their names, titles. What's the benefit? No benefit. Allah is the one that raise, يُعِزُّ مَنْ يَشَى وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَى. English?
Raise who he likes and lowers as he likes.
Allah raise whom he likes and lower whom he likes. He raised Prophet and anyone that following the footsteps of Prophet is will be raised. That's why he said, you love me, follow my beloved one. You love me, follow Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you will be raised. إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. If you really love Allah, follow me. Allah loves you. We are not following, we are not raised. العزة لله ولرسوله وللمؤمنين. Izzah, dignity is honor and dignity is for Allah, for His Prophet, and for those who are considered by Allah's balanced believers, not by us, by our estimation, they are high believers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to makes us believers and to keep us on the way of awliya Allah and all the descendants of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to love them and to respect them, the asiyad sayyid. As-siyad means the inheritors physically and spiritually from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through his blood and through his knowledge, to make us servant at their doors. Or else you cannot be servant to anyone other. First you need to be at their threshold in order that you will be a sincere servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think if you own something, you are respected, or if you are a professional, you are respected. No. Allah did not create us because we are respected by someone else. Allah created us because He loves us. Allah loved His Prophet, created creation for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the whole creation is depend on a word from two letters. The whole universe is moving between two strings. Two ends. Is between the Aleph, the first of the alphabet, Aleph, and the last of the alphabet, which is, yeah, two strings. The first move, the other, the wave. When the first move, that wave that it produced, vibrates continuously, doesn't end. Because in every vibration there is a beginning, there is an end. So when it vibrates, it goes, for example, up, or it comes up, goes up and come, or go up, or keep going up, up and up, up and up, for example. So every time as it is moving, it has a beginning, but the end doesn't end. Just keep going continuously, non-stop. Infinite number of ends, which continuously makes a line. But the line has a beginning. The end we didn't reach yet. It is coming to an end, but we didn't reach it. So everything between the Aleph and the Ya, these two strings. The Aleph is the first letter of Allah's name. Allah. So if you look at the main message of Islam, what are the main principles of Islam that you can speak about them is Allah. Then Muhammad in heavens, what is his name? Ahmad is Aleph. Then his message is what? Islam is Aleph. Then the secret of Islam is Iman is Aleph. Then the good manners is Ihsan is Aleph. Because all belongs to the divine. Those who belongs to earth doesn't begin with Aleph. It begins with the name, the first letter of the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On earth, Prophet is Muhammad, beginning mean. Message is, we said Islam, now it is, what's your name? Muslim. Then Iman, what will become? Mu'min. Mim. Then Ihsan become? Muhsin. So all the mim, the letter that present Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what Allah called Prophet in Holy Quran, Yasin. The first letter of his name, one of his names is Ya. So between Aleph and between Ya, all these alphabets stand there that makes all these words. So a combination of these alphabets, that everything comes through it, it consists of two letters. That makes a word. And that word shows us, these two letters of that word shows us the importance of this whole creation, why it happened. And what are these two letters? What is this word that consists of two letters?
Om.
Om? Yeah, this Om is Alif and Mim. It also goes for divine. Alif, Allah, Mim, Muhammad. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation? For sake of whom? For Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that for Sayyidina Muhammad? Because he loved him. So love in Arabic is hub. It's two letters. The ha and the ba. So ha represent hayat, represent
life.
Ba represent everything that has to have hayat has to begin with ba bi ismillah, bismillah. Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of the one who created. Bi ismi. Ba is with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he created. So with the ba comes the boat, the vessel. It is the vessel of dunya. To have hayat, you have to have bi ismillah. You have to have with the name of Allah, because with the name of Allah, everything moves. So these two letters, hub, if you put them together, they show means love. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loved his prophet. He loved the creation he created. He gave it to the most beloved one, who is Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. So that hub, when you are, for example, now to make it easy to our mind, when you are in love, what you do? You are in love with someone. What do? You keep always in a continuous movement of activities, of action, in order to express yourself. If you are in love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in Allah, you say, in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are keeping always busy in their names. And not only in the name, you may mention the name in order to reach the reality. That's why awliya Allah, they are always in love of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they will begin to hear him and see him. As much as you are increasing in your love, you are more nearer to the reality. You approach, you move. So hub, what makes you to do? To move, to show a movement, to show an activity, to vibrate more. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and created this creation for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that secret of hub, of love, he put in that creation, in that universe, that it begin always vibrating continuously, non-stop. Because it is in every moment expressing the love to Allah and love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we see that everything in the universe is speaking. Physicists, they tell you after studying universe that everything in the universe, these strings that they find now, more strings that they are woven together in knots, and they are finding that there are 11 different strings connecting with each other, holding this universe together. Always in vibration, non-stopping. When the water is boiling in a pot, what happened to the lid? It rattles, it's shaking, it's moving, and vibrating, showing the intensity of the boiling water, the heat that makes the lid to move. So when that movement, Allah put the, His love, His secret of His love, His touch, through His beautiful names and attributes in this universe, that universe is missing that continuous touch. Once more it's vibrating. And that's why physicists, they say, when they are hearing through electromagnetic waves that they are receiving from the universe, they are receiving it in different wavelengths that gives different tones of a musical harmonious, like an instrument that, like a huge symphonian orchestra, that they are playing different musical instruments in harmony with each other. And this language, no one can understand. They can read it, but they cannot hear it, and they cannot see it. They see the needle, how it is showing these different wavelengths that they are coming from the atmosphere, from through this cosmos coming down to us. We don't know, we are down, we are up, where we are. No one knows. We are the center, we are where? No. But what we know is that everything is harmoniously working with each other in a movement. And that's why movement is very important in a human life. Without movement, they tell you, oh, don't keep sitting. If you keep sitting, your muscle will become...
You get weak.
Doctors, they tell you, keep running, keep moving, in order to keep your muscle strong. But we are lazy. We want to do? We sit. Then, after a while, we begin to feel, if we walk a little bit, we are tired. Because we didn't train ourselves, because we didn't move. We have to move. Moving is very important. Allah showed you two ways. Either you move to Him, through His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or you move the other way, the opposite way. What is the opposite way? Through shaitan. Which one you want? You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
So that movement in our life is important. Every cell in your body is moving. Don't think this cell in your body. Look at these hairs in the hands. You have hairs, Professor? Yes, Professor. Yeah. How you take one? You take it out, come back. You take it out, it comes back. There is in it some secret. Why it comes back? Allah is great, Yashir. It keeps on continuous movement, doesn't stop. Because every hair of your hair is going to witness for you in the day of judgment that you put them over each other and you prayed your prayers. You need witnesses. These witnesses, the fingers, the eyes, the ears, are witnesses, but we want more. Allah gave us help to witness more. Every hair will witness for you in day of judgment. That's why people who they have more hair, they are going to have more witnesses in day of judgment. Those who they have less hair, they have less witnesses. But Allah gave them something else to witness for them. Because Allah gave every cell of your body to witness for you in day of judgment. Because every hair comes from a cell. So its origin is a cell. And that cell is moving also. You believe this hair has to grow because there is all kind of different life coming through the blood, coming through the different veins into the cell of the roots of the hair in order to grow. Imagine how many capillaries you have in your body. Billions, they say. They are so small, and doctors are here, many doctors. They are so small that not even a scientist today can make a smaller capillaries that can is like a pipe, because these capillaries, they have blood in them, blood moving in them, in your body. So these capillaries are pipes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the blood to move within them. Why moving? Without moving, what will happen? You're dead. Allah make your heart to pump. In order, they say the muscle of the heart is the strongest. It keep pumping. What kind of battery it's working on? Always energetic, pushing, pumping, 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 pumping. Not saying no. When Allah wants, takes back. So everything in this universe, human beings and other than human beings, are all depending on movement. No movement, no life. Don't believe there is a life without a movement. And that's why you must let human beings to express their feelings through movements. You cannot stop them. You want to let them to move in the way of Allah, or you want them to move in the way of shaitan? You want them to move in the way of shaitan? Okay, there is a lot of discos there outside. Go and move there. Muslims must open their minds. They come to open life, liberal life, Western life, study, have children, and then they think, oh, we have to squeeze it on our children. Why you didn't squeeze it on yourself when you were teenagers? Now you want to pressure your children, they will run away. You are exposing them to everything and you tell them, oh, you put them in the fire and say to them, save yourself. They are not Sayyidina Ibrahim to save themselves. Sayyidina Ibrahim was saved. Why? Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and he said, Ya Ibrahim, you need any help? I help you. He said, no, I don't want help from you. For what? The one who sent you know more about myself. If he wants me to survive, he will let me to survive. Allah said, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. oh, by Allah's permission, Allah stopped the fire, the movement of the fire, or the fire is a movement also, moving. Can you stop fire? It's moving. Allah said, stop. It stopped. When Ibrahim was slaughtering his son Ismail, like this day of Eid, Eid al-Adha, Allah ordered Jibreel to go order the knife not to cut, because it was in movement. Everything in this room has a movement and has a specialty to do. If we know the secrets of these specialties, then you know how to benefit from them. So the knife stopped. Who stopped the movement of the knife not to cut? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are exposing your children and throwing them in fire and tell them, oh, don't do this and don't do that. How? So that's why they have to, you give them a chance of expressing themselves, their energy, their movement. Movement is expressing the feelings. Without feeling, there is no movement. Means this universe is feeling something. What this universe is feeling? He is yearning for Prophet ﷺ. Because Allah said, when Adam ﷺ said, Ya Rabbi, forgive me for the sake of Muhammad ﷺ. He said, if not for Muhammad, I will not create anyone of my creation. And he said, the pen also. When he was writing Muhammad, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, the pen said, Ya Rabbi, what is Muhammad? Who is Muhammad that you put your name with his name? He said, not for Muhammad, I will not create any creation. Universe is yearning to whom they love. Allah made the universe to love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, we are dumb then. We are not thinking well. We have more love to our children than love to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have more love to ourselves than love to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you feel love to Prophet as you feel love to your child, you would have seen Prophet. All of us. Not I'm speaking that I am different. No, all of us. That's why Allah gave awliya Allah to see Prophet, because they sacrifice themselves and they give over their right, stepped over their rights for the right of Prophet ﷺ on them. Universe is always yearning to the love of Prophet, to whom Allah, because for Prophet Allah created universe. That's why they are yearning to that love. That's why when Allah created the in paradise, the angels of Burak, they were praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because one of them is going to carry Prophet. And when Jibreel went to pick one, he saw one and he was crying. He approached that burak and said, why you are crying? He said, Ya Jibreel, leave me alone. But why you are crying? All of them, they are praising and happy with name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's for what Allah created them. He said, Ya Jibreel, I am yearning I'm crying because we know that there are a lot of us that we, no beginning, no end of our numbers. From the time Allah created us, I was yearning for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad to be on my back. In that constant movement of yearning, I'm crying For the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, since Allah created us. How much love he has. These two letters that make that word hub. Hayat wa bi ismillah. He said, you are the one I'm picking up. He took him and went to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we are really yearning to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll be reaching him and reaching awliyaullah through our movement of expressing our feeling. That's why hadra is important, or zikrullah is important, because for adult, zikrullah is expressing your feelings through the remembrance of Allah, as Allah, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا, those who remember Allah standing, sitting and laying down. Allah mentioned them in Holy Quran, in many places, and Prophet mentioned in many ahadith, those who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadra is to remembering and to expressing with different gestures our love to Allah and to His Prophet. So when you encourage yourself to do it, and you encourage your children, they begin to have an alternative to express their feeling in their movements. Like this string, like a musical instrument. You play in different musical, in different strings, different sounds, different expressions. You might hit the same hit, but it gives you different sound, depend on how you are playing, where you are touching. 360 points, Prophet said, there are in a human being, mifsal, points, touching points. If you know where to touch on these 360, you rejuvenate back that person. These are 360 that Prophet ﷺ mentioned them 1400 years ago. If you know how to move them, how to touch them, then you know how to perfect your life. I will not to be too long, but I want to say at the end that movement is important. With no movement, you're not coming here for what you want to come here. Yearning to Allah and His Prophet and to Mawlana Shaykh is make you to move and come. That is the expression of love. You are expressing yourself, your love, through movement of wherever you were coming from, and you came. You took all these difficulties and you came. For what? There is no reason to come here. No reason to go anywhere. Why pilgrimage they go to Hajj? This year 3 million. Might be 5 million also. For what? They go to Arafah. They have to be all of them in one place. Not like in Kaaba. In Kaaba you can be doing different things, moving around, going home. But in Arafah, you have to be there. In Mina you can move also around, going Makkah, coming back. But in Arafah, no way. You have to be there. All of you. And you see everyone going into from different direction, moving. It's a movement. Do you see anything still? Everything is moving. Moving all to reach the goal. So our movement, all of us, we are moving to Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. That trip that Allah gave to us from different directions of life, at the end, all of us, we are coming to day of resurrection, day of Qiyam Sa'ah, day of judgment, Yawm Qiyam. Moving. We moved here. Go what? Go to see the lamp or this calligraphy or ayat here? No. Something brought us together. That love brought everyone together. Allah's will like that. For what reason? There is no business reason. Only for love of Allah and love of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad and love of our Shaykh. Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Azim al-Haqqani. May Allah give him long life. May Allah forgive us and bless us. And your love is expressed through your movement and your feelings that you are present in this place which is belong to Maulana Sheikh Nazim and anyone around the world that is also moving in a different way to reach the same goal and the same love. May Allah give them happiness, give us happiness, and give everyone on this earth guidance and happiness. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.